إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you that in the world of organizational effectiveness, we talk about the importance of working towards goals. So any company worth the name, at the beginning of the year, it sets its goals. Based on the budget and so on and so forth. So any business does that. Any student, if you ask the student, you ask him, what are you studying, what do you want to become? So there is some goal. And so also for almost anyone who is intelligent in life, there's always a goal. Whether it's in the home, whether it's outside in the workplace, whether it's in our social organizations, there's always a goal to say, today I must achieve this much. In this 1 week, I must achieve this much. My monthly goal is so much. My annual goal is so much. And the second aspect of goals is that, at least I don't know of any business in the world which is happy if their achievement of a goal in 1 year is the same as the achievement in the last year. Even though it may be good, but companies are not happy. Companies say, no, we should have done more. Definitely, nobody will be happy if the achievement this year is less than last year. That goes without saying. But even if it is equal, you're still not happy. Remember what the question I want to ask myself and you, and remind myself and you, is what is our goal for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is our goal for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have a goal for our business, we have a goal for our home, we have a goal for whatever it is, studies. But what is the goal for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? And strangely, the ibadat is the only thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called our purpose. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But things which are not even our purpose, we have goals. And if somebody says, if you're doing a business, and if I ask you, what is your goal? You say, I have no goal, I'm just doing business. Then I will say, what kind of thing is this? How can you just be doing something? I mean, you have to have some goal. But what is our goal for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of salah do you plan to read today? How much of Quran do you plan to read today? How much of time do you plan to spend in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today? If you are doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the goal of that zikr? What must happen? Are you simply counting numbers? Or is there some goal behind this zikr? To say that if I say this subhanallah, this must happen. So I think that is enough, because the whole point is to remind ourselves and try to then reflect on it and think about it and do something about it. The whole idea of these Fajr reminders is not simply to listen and go away. So we remind ourselves, we reflect on it inshallah, and we take some action. So what is the goal for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let me ask myself this question. I request you to ask yourself this question and to set for yourself a goal every day, that this is my goal for the ibadat of Allah. Set it in whichever way you want, in terms of time, in terms of quality, whatever, but have a goal, like you have a goal for everything else. What is the goal for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? Which includes salah, includes tilawat al-Quran, includes zikr, whatever, includes just reflection, sitting and thinking. So what is the goal for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And as I mentioned, every day take stock of this goal. Nobody is happy with the same goal for 2 days. So what was my goal for the ibadat of Allah yesterday? What is my goal for the ibadat of Allah today? So every day, look at the goal, previous day's goal, and say, this was my goal, did I achieve it, and so on, and then say, today, what is my goal? So inshallah we will try to do this. Inshallah we ask Allah to make it easy for us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.